نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth and children, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight in South Africa and few other countries is the 10th of Zulhijjah, 1446, Laylatul Eid, the night of Eidul Adha. Most countries in the world already they celebrated Eid, and tonight is the 11th of Zulhijjah. Whether you are in Mecca or Mina or in Muzdalifah, or whether you are still there in Medina Munawwara, so mashallah, to those brothers, sisters who celebrated Eid today, we say taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept from us and accept from you. Let's start with some breaking news. Mashallah, before my brother Zamir came to fetch me, so then I was reading at home there the Haaretz newspaper. That is a Jutla newspaper, and all of you, you know Jutla. Your brothers, if you don't know Jutla, Jutla means Jew. So I'll be using that word quite often, so you should know that. So that is our own vernacular, our Meman language. Jutla is a nice term to use for them, you see. So alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. The Haaretz newspaper is free. You can download it yourself. Haaretz. So anyway, I was just looking at the headlines and I found the following three, four headlines. Let's share it with you. The Israeli Defense Force was firing, you see, to give the Muslims an Eid present, as they call it, you see. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa makaru wa makarallah. They plot and plan, and Allah Ta'ala has His master plan. The building they were shooting at, the building collapsed, and they wrote in the headlines, you can see it yourself in the Haaretz newspaper, four Israeli soldiers fracked and they died. If you don't understand the word frack, frack is Afrikaans, it means to die like a dog. When they say four Jutlas died, you must know it's eight or more. So remember that. So we say Alhamdulillah. We say Allahu Akbar. So remember, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So that is Allah's help, remember that. They said they want to exterminate the Palestinians. But the more they try something, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The stick of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala does not make any noise. And Elon Musk. Elon Musk is from South Africa. So now they thought they can rule the world, you see. Elon Musk was sending up his rockets and saying, I want to become the master of Mars. So thrice he tried, and all three times he was humiliated. Now between him, Trump and Musk, and Elon Musk, the divorce took place. So now what has happened? Now they're hurling insults to one another. So one of the big politicians said, that take this Elon Musk and you must go and what must you do? Deport him back to South Africa. He wants the Boer and the Afrikaners to leave South Africa and go there. But now they are saying send him back to South Africa. See, Kudrat ka karishma. That is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalala. And then the third one before I start with the topic. They say they want to kick out the Palestinians, But the Judnas are moving in droves and droves. Every week families are leaving Israel and going to Melbourne in Australia with their children, lock, stock and barrel. So see, this is Allah's system. Remember that victory is ours. But we're going to make qurbani tomorrow, one goat, one sheep, one cow and what have you. And we think we are experts and very, very big qurbani we make. The qurbani for the ummah is the Palestinians' qurbani. Every family there has lost a child, children, a father, mother, siblings, brothers, sisters. And then they have changed the landscape of the world. Today 80%, 90% of human beings, people, Muslim, non-Muslims, are supporting Palestine. So many of them are embracing Islam. It's the first time in human history that the genocide is being live-streamed and being shown to the world that what is really happening there. So therefore, we have no sympathy, empathy for any Jutla, for any American or any other harami who is killed there and they're fighting our Palestinians, our Hamas or our Jihad, Islami and whoever. We must be very clear. Don't sit on the fence. People who sit on the fence, remember they're guilty of committing a major offense. Always remember that. People who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major, major offense. So let us start now, brothers, with us. So tonight is Laylatul Eid, so we should be reading the Takbir, mashallah. If you study Bukhari Sharif, remember Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, they used to go in the market, in the souk, in the bazaar, and loud they would read, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Study the Quran, then you will understand the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Chapter number 2, verse 185, Ramadan Mubarak is ending. And now the next day is Eid al-Fitr. What does Almighty Allah inform us? Chapter 2, verse 185. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You must glorify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. And for your Eid al-Fitr, you going out to your Eidgah, to your Musalla, to make shukrana. Ya Allah, you blessed us with Shahrul Siyam, Shahrul Qiyam, the month of fasting, the month of Taraweeh, Tilawat of Quran. Juxtapose and draw a comparison of that with this year and Eid al-Adha where we are now. Chapter number 22, Suratul Hajj, verse 37. Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, كَذَٰلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Allah Jalla Wala made it, subjugated it for you, made it subservient for you. Big, big camel, big, big cow, big, big bull. Remember all that Allah Ta'ala subjugated for you. Imagine if a camel gives us a kick or a bull gives us a kick, then, well, nobody can stop it. So remember they're much more stronger than us. Allah made it subservient for our benefit. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And what must you do, O Ummah? You should beautify your Eid with takbir. Hadith in Tabarani. Here, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم said, زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. That beautify your Eid with takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So we should read, remember takbir. Tomorrow you're going to the Eidgah or you're going to the masjid, wherever you're performing Eid Salat. So read the takbir abundantly and loudly also. And thereafter see the link and the connection. Wa bashiril muhsineen. And fulfill your duty with beauty. So those people who are going to sacrifice, slaughter the animal, then it must be done with a sharp knife. It must be done in one swift movement and not one animal in front of the other, you torturing them and so forth. Nay, so Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Mustafa رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ وَسَلَّمَ taught us more than 1400 years ago, what are human rights, what are animal rights? Allah Jalla Wala has prescribed and ordained you do goodness to every creation of Almighty Allah. فَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا. So when you're going to slaughter, so then you must make ihsan. You must have a sharp knife and one, two swift movements, and the animal remember you have sacrificed it. Not that you keep on moving the knife and torturing the animal, it's haram to do that. And you bring 10, 20 goats there, sheep there, and you start slaughtering one in front of the other. In Islam, it's not permissible. My beloved mother, I was growing up, you know. So I never slaughtered chicken in my life. Leave sheep and goat and camel and all this thing. So remember, we can talk, yes, but the slaughtering and all that. So we say, you slaughter Ismail, my nephew, Mona Ismail. I'll tell him, you slaughter, I'll make army. You understood? So this type of things here. So you must remember that. So what happens? So I saw her 100 times. That because we eat chicken every day, you know. I'm a chicken man, you see. Don't slaughter the chicken, but eat the chicken, right. So, mashallah, so what happens? That before slaughtering, she would take the water and let the chicken drink and everything, that fowl, whatever you want to call, you must remember, drink, drink, drink. That is Islam. You must give rahat to the animal you are sacrificing, slaughtering. See, now look at, juxtapose that with the Western system. So what the Western system does, we live in a secular world. We live in a capitalistic world. Their whole aim is one only. Maximum amount of animals must be slaughtered, and they must be killed, and then millions and thousands of animals must be stunned. They don't see sunlight at all in their whole life. So if you study the history of how these animals and how they are ill-treated and so forth, they speak of human rights. Where are the human rights for our Palestinians? The whole world said there should be ceasefire. America, fifth time now, they vetoed it and said no ceasefire. So you are the ones who promote abortion and murder of the fetus. You are the one who promote the people are so confused. Even the animals are not so confused, but they blow their own fuses. Allah created a natural system, Adam and Eve. They say, no, we don't like that system. We must have Adam and Steve, you see. And we must have Madam and Eve, you see. So now the abortion carries on. Now the gay business carries on. The lesbianism carries on. See, everything which is anti-Islam and anti-Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching, that is what they want to glorify and promote. The zulumat, the darkness, and our deen is full of nur and radiance and effulgence. Tomorrow, Eidul Adha, everything to do with Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hajj. People are still going to perform tawaf ziyara, some of them tawaful ifada. Hanafis call it tawaful ziyara, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis call it tawaful ifada. Some perform today, but majority will still perform tomorrow because the crowd is big. So remember again Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Oh Ummah, go and study Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1, and see what Almighty Allah states. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the mandate you have received from Almighty Allah is what? To take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur and radiance and effulgence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Otherwise, this clash and conflict will continue all the time. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Chapter number 61, verse number 8. Their intention, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's Israel, whether it's India, all these are our enemies, majority of them. So their aim, objective is to extinguish the nur of Allah, the radiance and effulgence of Allah, Islam, بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ, with their mouths, you see that? With their media. What media we are? We small little chewing gums, you know, sir? Not even 1%. They have invested million, billion, trillions in this media. Because when you win the mind of the people, you won the war without shooting a bullet. The thought process, you see. Today, majority Muslim, the name is Bilal, but Bilal's thought process and thinking of Bali. The name is Maryam, but Maryam's thought process and thinking is just like Mary. So who won the war? So we have to change that and show them Islam is the best, and we have the Islam is the best, and we want to share it with the rest. See Allah motivating us. They will do everything in their means and capacity and ability, capability. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah Jalla Wala will let the noor of Islam, the radiant effulgence of Islam, spread throughout the whole world. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the kuffar, they hate it and despise it and detest it. So who is going to join us on the journey of noor? That is your qurbani, my brothers. See ulama what they wrote. What must we teach you, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of Radio Lansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. His name Nami, Isme Grami, his honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Surah 14 is dedicated to this mighty messenger. Your name is Ibrahim. Did you ever wonder why your name is Ibrahim? Sheikh, I think your name Ibrahim or Ismail? Hassan, mashallah. Brother's name is Hussein. Understand? So, I tell you Hussein's story just now after this. So remember this, my brothers. Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. See what ulama wrote. Sallama nafsahu lin niran qurbanis. He said, do whatever you want to. I am prepared to accept whatever you decide. So they were idol worshippers there in Iraq and all these places from where he originally came. So one day they were having a big party, festival, carnival attitude, you see. You know, like nowadays, wine, dine and swine, you see. Kana, peena, sona, pahana, you know, in Urdu. So I gave you in English, Urdu and all that, like that. So you must remember that. So what? So he looked at the star, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَنَذَرَ نَذْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. He said, I'm feeling sick. They took the meaning, he's physically sick. He meant, I'm spiritually sick and tired of your brother's kufr and shirk. You youngsters, Quran says he was a youngster. سَمِئْنَا فَتَا فَتَيَّذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَوْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. They were busy in their vices and sins. He went to their idols and semi-gods, demigods. He smashed all of them to pieces and smotherings, except the big one, and he took the axe and left it there with the big one. So the news spread like wildfire. They said, who did this to the gods? You see, I was traveling third class, you know, from Pakistan. Maulana told you, heaps I did by Hafiz Ibrahim Limaliya, my honorable ustad. I was with him on Thursday, yesterday. And you must remember that then I went to Pakistan. From there, sometimes to go India is cheap, you know. So we traveled third class in the train, student's life. So opposite me was one Lalaji, Babuji, you see. So we passed the Ganga Jamna, you see, the Ganges River. So he took one nariyal, he took one coconut, you know, and he threw it there in the Ganges River. So I asked him, Babu, kya kar rahe ho? What you doing? He said, main khuda ko khilata hu. Main khuda ko khilata hu. I said, Babu, tu khuda ko khilate hai ki khuda tujhe khilata hai? So now he's wondering, but this Muslim guy has put me in a corner now, you see. How can I be feeding God? God is feeding the entire universe. You see, but when you eat coconuts, you go sometimes nuts also. You must remember that, you see. So you must remember, so you say, give coconut. You see, like that, in this type of things here. So we got the best. You must share with the rest. You must remember this type. So they told Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, you did all this. He said, ask them what you're asking me. So that enraged them. They were livid now. So they said, they had put him in the fire, inferno. Go to Turkey today, you will see the symbols. And Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of this incident. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Oh, you fire, you become And to his fullness, this is Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Whilst he was airborne, remember Jibreel alayhi salam came. What can I do for you, O Khalilullah? His iman, a kamil, perfect iman. He said, Amma ilayk fala hajat ali. For you, Jibreel, I got no need. I already spoke to my beloved Allah. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah will take care of my matters. See, so what ulama wrote? Sallama nafsahu lin-niran. He handed himself to the fire, the inferno, and Allah made it a garden of peace and tranquility for him. وَسَلَّمَ وَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ. And his son, 86 years old, no children. He's got two wives, but no children. But he's crying, begging, petitioning, like Mawlana Ismail, he's following me. You see, now I'm tired and no, retired now, you understand? So now, Patigelu, you see that? Now Ismail is still young, my nephew. So now he and his wife, they must read the dua. Surah number 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious children. You see, 86 years old, two wives, Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha and Sayyida Hajar radiallahu ta'ala anha. In hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Hajar. You get it, Hajara? Hajar. But Hajar is famous. So, that the second wife, Hajar radiallahu anha, gave birth. So now, you know, when you have two wives and one wife gives birth, the other one no children, then the tension also. In Arabic, we have a saying, it's not a hadith, it's a saying, Ad-dwarratan la tattafiqa. Sheikh Hassan, how many wives? I think three wives. No, 1 year and one Malawi. Not 1 year, one Malawi. Oh. So people who have more wives, you see, so then when they got one wife, they give qiyam. Two wives in ruku. Third wife, sajda. Fourth wife, salam. Finish. Then he's tired and retired. You must remember this kind of thing. So now he sees this big problem here. So now he's in Canaan, in Palestine, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. He told Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, you stay here. He told Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, you come with me. And then, where are we going now? So now you got Ismail alayhi salatu salam, 86 years old. And when he was 86, when 100 years old, 14 years later, then she, Sayyida Sara, gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu salam. So we should understand that our Qarisabs here and Yafsabs, they read all these verses just now. Sallama nafsahu lin-niran. He handed himself to the fire. وَسَلَّمَ وَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ. He told his son Ismail alayhi salam. When he's so old, he got a son. The son is walking, running, he's embracing him, kissing him. Make the qurbani now of your son. Imagine what a test for father and son. But they passed with flying colors. وَسَلَّمَ أَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ. And he took his wife, Sayyida Hajar radiallahu anha, for hijrat, left her there. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. There where there is no vegetation, no habitation, nothing. So she asked him, O Ibrahim alayhi salam, you're leaving me here. Is it your suggestion, your opinion, or is Allah's command? He pointed to the heavens and skies and he said, meaning via ishara and sign language, Allah Jalla's command. Look at you, my mother's sisters, her iman. In a place, there's hardly any food, hardly any water. She said, Idan layudayyana. Allah will never let us go to waste. And that is how your zamzam and everything started. Sallama nafsahu lin-niran, wa sallama waladahu lil-qurban, wa sallama ahlahu lil-hijran, wa sallama malahu lil-dayfan. Today me and you 5-10 guests come, already we start getting running stomach and so forth. You say, hey, now from where these people came? The man who initiated all this, Quran speaks of it. وَلَقَدْ جَاتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَىٰ. So when they were coming with the great tidings to tell him, your first wife will give birth second. So Sayyida Sara will give birth. So he didn't know these were angels. And he prepared nice meal for them, everything. But they didn't eat anything. So they then told him, we came here to give you glad tidings. Your wife, Sayyidah Sarah, will give birth, you see, in her old age. So that is how. So we learn from there. وَسَلَّمَ مَالَهُ لِلْضَيْفَانِ He took his wealth and is to spend it on the guests and all the people, remember. Then the next one, now tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Remember the ujjaj, the repelting. Pelting the three jamarats, the three shaitans, you know. It's the only place in the world you pay more to get nearer to the shaitan. It's the only place in the world you pay more to be nearer to the symbolic shaitan. You know that. And you know how much the guys are paying? 100, 200, 300,000 per person. Remember that. I know of people who pay so much. So we should be very clear on this. So, وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ You got the whole poem. So what he says that the ulama write, سَلَّمَ نَفْسَهُ لِلنِّيرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ وَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْبَانِ وَسَلَّمَ أَهْلَهُ لِلْهِجْرَانِ وَسَلَّمَ مَالَهُ لِلضَّيْفَانِ وَسَلَّمَ رَمْيَهُ لِلشَّيْطَانِ وَسَلَّمَ ضَرْبَهُ لِلطُّغْيَانِ And he smashed the idols to smotherings and pieces. When he did all this, فَصَارَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَانِ So he became Khalilullah. So what are we going to become? We can also become something, but we have to make the qurbani. Which qurbani? Not only slaughtering tomorrow with the knife and so forth, the goat and sheep and cow and bull. We have to slaughter our ego. We have to slaughter our nerves. We have to slaughter our whims and fancies. Yet now the people last night, they slept there in where? In Muzdalifah. Then today they came to Mina many years ago. I had my connections from Malawi, you know, all Memon guys, all millionaires, you know, Memon, mashallah, Allah give them a lot of millions, you know, they know how to make the money quick. So you must remember that, you see. So I put my hajj mat, you see that, and I told him, Ausumanto, I'm sleeping. So they came by me, four or five brothers from Malawi, all my connections. So they say, Mufti sahab, pankete sarkaina, we can't sleep here, come off it, you know, pata Hilton vara you, you know. We belong to Hilton Club and all that. You tell us we must sleep here. There's one pebble here and one stone here and all that. And all. How are we going to sleep here? I say, what you want to do, you do. Me, I'm sleeping. So what are they going to do? They're tired. I fell asleep. So one by one, they are also catching fish and they fell asleep. Allah woke me up that morning, that Eid day. But no Eid Salat for the Hajis. So 2, 3 o'clock, whole lot of them snoring. There's 5 Malawi guys. So when I should deliver lectures to them, they Makkah, Medina, I said, see, we are Hilton, Hilton Vara, we are sitting Hilton, yeah, Medina, Hilton, Makkah, all that. So it's 5 stars. But they in Muzdalifah and that and other places, you will see 12, 13 stars. So this Malawi brother told me, I couldn't get sleep, you know. So I started counting the stars and I counted, I came to 12, 13, Pati Jola, Achivia and I fell asleep. He said, this is the best sleep. I said, that's what I was telling you. You get 1 hour sleep, 2 hours, 3 hours sleep in Muzdalifah, you rejuvenated, you're ready, you see. So that is what Islam is teaching us. Our Haji means to crush us. That I am Master Somebody. Makkah means you Master Nobody. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That is the meaning of Makkah. So therefore, we put you through all this. Now tonight, is the night of the 11th day in Makkah, in Mina. We ask our South Africans where they are. Majority are sitting in Azizia. They don't want to go back to Mina. Is that your Hajj? Is that what Islam is teaching? That is what Qurbani is all about. Oh, Hujjaja Baytillah, you should be the ones to make intention of 6-day Hajj, not 5-day Hajj. I want to imitate, emulate the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The night of the 11th, the night of the 12th, for you, Hujjaja Baytillah, to spend in Mina is wajib, according to Shafi'is, Maliki's and Hanbali's. Whole night went and gone and finished, and you didn't come, you got no valid excuse, a dhamm is compulsory upon you, according to Shafi'is. But But our Hanafis is Sunnati Muakkada. First thing the South African Haji, because we went, we know what I did. You will tell me, if I don't want to sleep in Mina, night of 11th and 12th, I'll stay there in Azizia. What will happen? I tell him it's sinful, it's Sunnati Muakkada. He's not interested in that. He asked me, is it dumb or no dumb? Must I slaughter a goat or a sheep or no? So I said, no, you don't have to slaughter for that. Say, fine, I'll stay in Azizia. But we make dua, Ya Allah, give me a Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Maqbool. It can't be Hajj Maqbool or Maqbool. Deliberately, you're opposing what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and what he did. When we oppose the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, deliberately, intentionally, Surah 24, verse number 63, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ نَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Then beware, O Ummah, and you are the guest of Rahman, you are Haji, you finish your Magmina, you finish your Arafat, you finish your Muzdalifah, and now the curtain is drawing to a close now. So you should beware, all of us should beware, that you go against the commandment of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and tusibahum fitna, such a calamity will befall you, or yusibahum adabun aleem, or a painful punishment comes to you. But you see, the next brother will come. He say, I want to pull a little bit agarbati in ihram. Sheikh Hassan, you know agarbati? You don't know agarbati? When you pull agarbati, the smoke come out, you know?
Yeah, I know, but I don't.
Sheikh Hassan, you, I think you're sitting in South Africa, but your mind is in Malawi.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You, yeah, but the mind is in Malawi.
I know.
In Mangochi.
I'm from
Blantyre. I've been there. I'll tell you one nice story also. Yeah. So two, three stories, quickly I tell. So finish now, the brother come by me, he say, I feel like a skeef. I feel like taking one agarbati in the haram. So I told him it's haram. So next question he asked me, if I smoke, is that dumb or no dumb? I say no dumb. He say no, very good. He'll go to bathroom, toilet, and then we make him dua, Allahumma jirna minan nar, Ya Allah, save us from the fire. But you see the smoke coming out from the bathroom and all this thing. You understood? So because South Africans' mentality of Hajj is what? Majority. I don't say all, but majority. The mentality is this. We're going to perform Hajj. Which kind of Hajj? Dam, dam, dama, dam, mekalandam, char, number. As long as no dam is all right. We will do violations. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Khudu anni manasikakum. Take from me each of Hajj. And we go deliberately and we go against it. So how can you do that, brothers? You spend 100, 200, 300,000 and then you don't perform a quality Hajj. In fact, we invite the punishment and wrath of Almighty Allah. Allah protect us. Three stories quickly. My name Abdul Qadir Hussein. Saddam Hussein. You know Saddam Hussein? Saddam Hussein, on this day, you must remember 2006, to refresh your memories, 30th of December 2006, there were two Hajj. One Hajj was in January, one Hajj was in December. You should know that as well. We're speaking of the Gregorian calendar. So anyway, cut long story short, I'm Abdul Qadir Hussein, he is Saddam Hussein, we're not uncle and nephew and all that. But I visited Iraq, we make dua for him. We for three rulers in our time, we make dua for them. King Faisal al-Shaheed, I saw him also. When in 74, when I went with Allah's help, my parents also came from South Africa. Ramadan time, King Faisal came to perform tawaf, you see. So in 75, because he put the oil embargo, no oil for America and so forth. So in 75, they made him Shaheed. So we make dua for him, King Faisal al-Shaheed, Rahimahullah, great person, you see. Then you must remember Hafiz Doktor, you must remember there in Egypt. What was his name, the president? The president of Egypt was a Hafiz, doctor? No Egyptian, yeah? So you must remember that. So he was also killed by the enemies, you understand? This guy, Sisi and all of them. So you must remember, so he also was martyred by them. Remember that, you know, they tell the media he died naturally, all stories and all these type of things. I was there in Egypt when he, this after he ruled and all these kind of things there. So the name will come. No one knows the name. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. And then it will come, inshallah. And then, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read Durood Sharif. So this. And then the third one you must remember is who? He is Saddam Hussein. So we visited Iraq also while he was president. So the Shias and the Americans, they got together and they say we must eliminate him because he's got too much oil. And they murdered and martyred. Always remember that when the Kuffar and that speak. America, the Secretary of State, Jutli, Madeleine Albright said that he must, that it is worth it for us to murder and kill 500,000 children. That is what America did. They murdered and martyred 500,000 children of Iraq. And they said it justified. You can go read it anywhere. So you must remember these things. So that is, you must remember what they did, you see. So today, their illegitimate child is doing the same thing. So on the 30th of December was Eid al-Adha. And they, America and the Shia, told the world, we're giving you Sunnis a present. We have killed your Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein said, what nonsense is this? It's my oil. And you telling me I must come sell it in dollars and so forth. I want to sell it in any currency. So that is how you must remember they eliminated him. In his last case, he told the judge and he told the world, that remember that Palestine will be victorious and is Arab, will never be go to the Jews. And then when they were going to execute him and hang him, they thought they would disgrace him. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He had a nice sunnat beard also. And remember that he read the kalima, La ilaha illallah. He was just to say Muhammad, and then they pulled the string and the rope, and that is how he became Shaheed. Wrong he did, we don't say no, we all do wrong as well since when we became such pious people and so forth. But he died a Shaheed, remember President Saddam Hussein. So you should know your history. Today they murdered more than 30 people in Gaza this morning. They say we're giving you an Eid present. But see how humiliated the Jutlas are. In the whole world today, that the non-Muslims are marching, protesting and everything. So the whole world focus is on Palestine. So we should understand all these issues properly. It will never be that the Jutlas can kick out all the Palestinians. Allah will not allow it. Because Quran says that. The problem, we don't read Quran. We just read one Surah Yasin. That also we got hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Ya Allah, give me more money. Make more pala pala, put more money under the mattress. You know, sir? So that is what we read Quran. That is not the purpose of Quran, my brothers. Quran is read, liyadabbaru ayatihi. You must wonder, ponder, reflect in the verses. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ ulul albab. And you must take lessons from there, the intelligent people. I give you two verses, remember that, chapter number 17 and verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. That when the final promise of Allah comes, we will bring groups and groups. America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. You see, all types you will find them. But on the other side, chapter 17, verse 7, Allah Jalla Wala states, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final promise of Allah comes, the Muslim army will do three things. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. They will wage war against you. They will disfigure your faces. The Jutla newspaper, I'm live on air. They record every program of mine, the Jutla's haramis. So remember their own paper wrote that, a newspaper, Yarot, Anot, whatever you pronounce it. They wrote that 10,000 Jutla soldiers are killed, wounded, and finished suffering from trauma. They can never participate in war again. 10,000 of them. That's why we're very proud of Hamas. We are Hamas, I made Hamas. So what you must be frightened for who? لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. The Muslim army will disfigure your faces. And that is what Hamas said. إِمَّا الْغَنِيمَ وَإِمَّا الشَّهَادَ. Either we go for martyrdom or either we go for the booty and spoils of war. لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. All this is still going to happen. So remember that when you have a verb in the past tense and then this idha, before it the meaning goes to the future in Arabic language. So they will liberate Masjid al-Aqsa as they liberated it in the past. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. And all this America, Uncle Sam veto, Allah will crush America and as Allah will crush Israel also. Haaretz newspaper yesterday, they said Netanyahu, the war criminal, is going to sink Israel and he will take flight and flee to Miami in America. They're writing all these things. So both of them are already collapsing and inshallah, in our lifetime, they will be defeated and humiliated. So we should know what's happening, brothers. Sheikh Hassan, for you story, Malawi story. It was on a Monday, 12th of March, 1974. I left South Africa and went to Malawi, Blantyre, your place there. You weren't born that time. You were born 74.
Yeah, I'm 67.
Oh, mashallah. I see before you gave your age, you had to think also. You had to make some istikhara. You understand? So that's why I say that. So me and you like same age almost. Ramadan, I'm 70, now 70 and 68, you see? So we're almost same. So South African Airways under apartheid said Afrikaans Luchtdienst in Afrikaans, you know, like that. And SAA. So we reach nicely. Then all your Barkati airline, you see? Then Air Malawi. Yeah. So now we're going. So little but Urdu we knew, you see. So in front of me was a Hindu lady. So, and I had one Tokrat brother, Bichara, he passed away also from Pretoria. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. See, today our Haji Harun Isa passed away. What the Mubarak day, Arafat day, Jummah day. So he gave charity, he did good deeds. Allah, like something, Allah honors him. And whenever I used to meet him, I told him, Haji Harun ki hai. Understood? And he took Hajj day and he went, you see. Arafat day. So, Nasib dar Allah, Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So, now this Air Malawi, they announce. There's something wrong with the plane and the pressure is not right and the plane's not going down and down, you see. And my ears are paining. So I'm telling the brother Iqbal, Dokrat, I say, bhai, forget all this Karachi, everything, our ghusl, kafan, dafan is everything happening here in Lake Malawi. So there, over the lake, you know.
Yeah.
You eat jambu, you know. Mango tree there. So, Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence, somehow the plane came back. So that Hindu lady in front of us, she thought we landed in Nairobi. She said, Nairobi itni jaldi aage, she thought we're flying in the Concorde. So, understood? And this type of thing. So that is why when they invite me in Malawi, I say, it's alright, but no more Air Malawi. They nearly give me a heart attack, you see. I'll fly with South African Airway or some other airline. So, yeah, very dangerous Air Malawi. You see, and Hassan is a pilot, then you must remember this kind of thing. So all these kind of things there, you see. So that was your Malawi story. Then afterwards we went, you know. When we landed in Nairobi, then PIA started shouting us. You say, we can't wait for you, come help with the luggage. We passengers, we're taking out the luggage from one plane and putting in the other plane. You understood? So that we never saw the airport in Nairobi. All mixed up. You know, third world country. So there's Barkati. So that was a good experience for us. Anyway, so let's carry on. Now, my brothers, we must learn about Eid. What we're going to do tonight, tomorrow? We should try and wake up for Tahajjud. It's a big day. Maulana read the verse. Wal fajri wa layalin ashr. Remember that Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam. Our honorable Ustaz says, Inna Allah aqsama ala kulli thi sha'an. Allah Jalla wala only takes an oath on something which is very important and significant. So how significant? It's the last night of the 10 nights now. So don't kill time and waste time. Use this time. So inshallah, we wake up inshallah tomorrow morning. We will have a program on Radio Al Ansar International and on Markaz Sahaba between 5 o'clock and 5:40. Maulana Salim Kareem won't be on because he's busy. So Junaid Mota, our Jinnat Mota, and myself will be on inshallah. So listen to your Ansar, listen to your Markaz inshallah. Tomorrow morning, Eid day morning, 5 o'clock to 5:40. Then we all have to prepare, you know. And then your Fajr Salat and so forth. And then wherever you're going to read your Eid Salat, mashallah, and read Takbir and so forth and so on. You will take your ghusl. Don't clip nails. Don't remove unwanted hair. All that you will do after your qurbani and so forth. And remember this, that I will be there inshallah, inshallah, last program for this tour in Phoenix there by the Masjid, Masjid al-Salam, outside there. They say they got some Eidgah. I was there Tuesday, Wednesday night, so Mawlana Huzaifa told me. So I will be there tomorrow, 6:40, 20 to 7, inshallah, the lecture. And it will be live on Markaz Sahaba. And inshallah, 7 o'clock, they said, Eid Jamaat Salat, you see, the Eid Salat and so forth. So wherever you want to go, you go. We got no problem with that. So make sure that you take some money also with. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tasaddaqu, tasaddaqu. Give charity on the day of Eid. So we must keep our hearts and our pockets a little bit open also. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah into bara bana deta. Remember that when we keep a magnanimous heart, Allah will elevate our rank and status also. Next one, my brothers, remember, now we're going to make qurbani, we will have the best of meal, all that. But how you can forget the people of Sudan? Do you know 25 million people there are affected? 4 million people, there's no food basically for them. They displaced, they all starvation there. Kashmir, the Indian army and the Indian government, they don't allow an international press to come there. So they can do whatever they want to with the Muslims. Do you know what happened with Pakistan and India? You see, brothers, I must say this. This is my complaint to you. You don't read the first word, the first commandment in the Quran, Iqra, read, read, read. But we don't read. We don't read Quran, we don't read Sunnah, we don't read Seerah, we don't read worldly news. Just waste time. We read soccer, cricket, waste of time things. Iqra, read. What was this war all about, India, Pakistan, do you know? America, France, Israel, India and others got together. They said we must teach this Pakistan and the Muslims a lesson. They're the only nuclear country in the world, in the Muslim world. Pakistan is a poor country compared to all those Arab tenfold dictators and worshipping America and giving them planes and giving them trillion dollars and so forth. A bunch of fools and idiots. You see that? So you must understand. Pakistan is nuclear. Said we must wage a war, that we must finish Pakistan and their nuclear. That was the agenda. But again, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. Allah wants to give izzat to the Muslims. China is watching all these things on the on their satellite. Ching, ching, chong, ping, pong, all that. They don't speak too much, but they're silent guys. They watch, you know. And then came Turkey. They told Pakistan, we will stand with you. Then came Azerbaijan. They said, we will stand with you. So then China gave them their best planes and said that these guys are going to attack you. You use our planes. Pakistan pilots are very good. And they cleaned up India and Israel and everybody. That is how Pakistan was saved with the further grace and mercy of Allah. A great, great, magnificent victory for Pakistan with the grace of Allah, of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and then China and Turkey and Azerbaijan. And this side here, America here to eat humble pie, Israel humiliated because Allah. Verse 167, till day of Qiyamah, Allah will keep on punishing the Jutlas. They can go anywhere, they always will be punished. 100 countries already expelled them in the history. Go read Jewish history, then you will come to know. We don't read, so we must know these things here. Therefore, India is sitting quiet now, and Pakistan, they shouting, Pakistan Zindabad, Pakistan Zindabad. You know Pakistan Zindabad. Long live Pakistan. What you say, Malawi? Was he Zindabad? So you must remember this there. So you must remember this, that is what happened there. So brothers, it can't happen that we celebrating Eid al-Adha, but we forget the people of Sudan, we forget the people of Syria, we forget the people of Rohingya Muslims. This is all United Nations. The hungriest people on earth today, the hungriest people on earth today, remember, are the Palestinians in Gaza. The most oppressed people in the world today are the Rohingya Muslims. Be honest, my brothers. Ask ourselves a question. Did one day we raise our hands? Did we go into sajda and cry to Allah for the plight of the Ummah? Our life is what? Khana, peena, sona, pahana is a weekend coming. And we will have a wonderful bride. We will make baltong. And we will be enjoying. And if the sharpshooter, he will even quote the hadith. He will tell you what you are talking. These days, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th is haram to fast. And the hadith says, Ayyamu aklin wa shurbin. He will speak of the last part. Yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, these are days of eating and drinking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't only say that. He said, Ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa zikrillah. And you must make the zikr of Almighty Allah jalla wa ala as well. Not just eat and drink and just be like an animal. So that is animal way of thinking. So we should know this. Quran Kareem is teaching us of these days. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامِ مَعْدُودَاتِ Chapter 2, verse 203. O you Hujjaj Baytillah, your days have started already. Remember Allah in these few days. You're going to pair tomorrow, Saturday. You're going to pair Sunday. Three Jamarat in the afternoon. Not in the morning. We reject the Saudi fatwa. Saudi fatwa is not worth the paper on which is written. They say you can pair anytime. Imma Arba, all four schools, Maliki, Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Hanafis, say pelting must take place on the 11th, 12th, all three in the afternoon, after Zohar time starts. So we must be clear on these issues there. No loopholes in there. Quran says after you pelt it, Fala Isma'ali, 11th and 12th you go away. But Quran is encouraging us, and Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, action is there as well. وَمَنْ تَأَخْخَرَ You stay the 13th night and you pelt there on the 13th in the afternoon. فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى That is a sign of taqwa, my brothers. So you got your brother, you got your nephew, your niece, your auntie, this one, Kala, Masi. Encourage them. Today you know all the WhatsApp, you children, what you're doing all day. Sending emails to the females. You see that? So send email to the hajis. Send them messages. And say, you must stay there the 13th. Imitate the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Makkah is packed. Azizia is packed. The best place to be is Mina with Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go read one salat in Masjidul Khayf. If you stay the 13th, Fajr salat, easily you can read. Or go read Zohar salat. Do you know Masjidul Khayf? Mina means the dripping of the blood. Masjidul Khayf means the masjid at the foot of the mountain. That is Masjidul Khayf. 70 Anbiya, prophets and messengers perform salat there. Oh Hujjaj Baytillah, you write in Mina and you never read one salat in Masjidul Khayf. I'm speaking of the man. So what kind of hajj is that now? You tell me. Because we only want to check. Hamdi star here. Everybody here. I performed this. It's not what you did. Now what you still are going to do. That is what you have to think about. So let the Hajj be a game changer in our life. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri was born in Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala made his tahniq. Inserted the date in his mouth for Hasan Basri. At the age of 14, he, his family all migrated from Medina Munawwara to Basra to Iraq, hence the title Imam al-Hasan al-Basri. When I went to Iraq in 2000, I still have it by me. So there's a nice booklet, Kutayb in Arabic, we say, Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri al-Wa'i. He was the great orator. And he used to cry and make the people cry. You see. So Imam Hassan al-Basri, the sage of the age, was asked that what is the sign that my hajj is hajj maqbool, hajj mabrood? He said that ar-raghba ila al-akhirah. Now my intonation towards the year after is much more, and my heart was saturated with the love of this world. The love for the world is decreasing, and the love for the year after is increasing. Ar-raghba ila al-akhirah wa ar-raghba anid dunya. See what a beautiful love. But this barakah of Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu took the date, chewed it in his Mubarak mouth, inserted it in Hassan Basri's mouth, the baby, and made dua. Allahumma faqihu fid deen. Ya Allah, give him deep, profound understanding of deen. Wa habibhu ilan nas, and make him beloved to the people. In that book is written, one foreigner came there to Basra. All the shops closed. So I asked him, how come all the shops closed? Is Eid day today or what? He said, no, Hassan Basri is giving a talk in the masjid, so everybody closed the shop and he went to listen to Hassan. Today we won't close our shop, Jummah time. So you know how things work and all that. So brothers, we should think about it. My last message to you is this, O Ummah, O esteemed listeners. We can go for Hajj every year. We can go for Umrah every month. We can give millions in charity. Nothing is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah if we have severed ties with people. Ismail Maulana is my nephew, my sister's son. I'm not speaking to him. He's not speaking to me. Allah forbid. We best of people, friends. Alhamdulillah, family, all. He's my secretary here in Durban, you see. So, I very good. Example I'm giving. So, my brothers, you can do all your good deeds. You can slaughter 10 camels tomorrow, 10 bulls and cows. Nothing is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah. Who said so? Allah Ta'ala said so. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said so. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In tawallaytum, when you have authority, now you got maal, you're a millionaire, billionaire, and so forth. In tawallaytum an tufsidu fil ardi, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. وَتُقَتِّئُ أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you sever the family ties. But you're speaking of acceptance. See what Allah says. Chapter 47, verses 22-23. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَأَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the people Allah curses them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ, it makes them spiritually deaf. You speak of money, they can hear. You speak of deen, Quran, sunnah, ahadith, they can't hear anything. وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ, Allah makes them spiritually blind. Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, these two people, they're not speaking, they are good deeds, leave it one side. Allah Jalla Wala instructs the malaika, the angels, utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave everything one side, not accepted. The prerequisite for acceptance in the divine court of Almighty Allah is, we have to reconcile, brothers. It is the night of Eid al-Adha in South Africa. 90% of the world already celebrated it. But my message is still for all. Remember, if we want our actions and righteous deeds to be accepted, then we have to make amends. You must take the initiative and say, brother, sister, you forgive me, I was wrong. Although deep down you might know you're not wrong. So what will happen? You went and you practice on humility for the love of Allah. Man tawada'a lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. Allah will elevate you. Allah will elevate you. Remember that. And then nobody can take away from you. And then see how Allah Ta'ala will bless you. So do it not because I am saying, because Allah is saying, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, and that all our actions, we're not saying you will become the best friend of one another, we're saying just say, what will happen? Either he will say, wa alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. If he tells you all FNBs and all that, not First National Bank, the other one, then remember that tomorrow, on the day of justice, then he will come for water by the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam will tell him, my ummati came to you and asked you for forgiveness, and you told him, fly a kite, Remember, get out from here. Shuhf and shuhfah. Go open tarheeb and tarheeb, you'll find the hadith there. So think which direction we are taking, brothers and sisters. Your brothers, you married one wife, two wives, you will ask your wife for forgiveness. Huh? So you better ask her for forgiveness tonight. You must tell her, my popi, my darling, my sweetheart, I don't want to make qurbani of you. I want to make qurbani for you. You see? So that way there, then she will be a top mood. You see, she'll go for mi'raj and all that. So you must remember this type of thing. So you swear your wife, you do this, and then you tell her that, no. You must ask them also for maaf and forgiveness. وَلَا تَنْسَوُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ Don't forget the grace, the mercy of Allah. She left her place of home where she was born. She left her parents, she left her siblings, all to spend the remainder of her life with you. Is that not a big qurbani? So you will spend 1,000 rand, 2,000 rand. So that's a small qurbani compared to her qurbani. So before you make the qurbani, tell her you will pay for it. And inshallah, then you slaughter inshallah. So for one and all we say, taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. We got 2-3 minutes left. It's time for dua now. So we're wrapping up now. So inshallah, let's make dua for Gaza, for Syria, for Sudan, for Kashmir, for Burma, Rohingya Muslims, and the entire ummah, our hujjaj. Remember, Allah accept their hajj and ziyarat. Our marhumeen, Allah ta'ala grant them all jannat al-firdaus. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين يا الله the trustees of the masjid, the imam, the sheikh of the masjid, all the musallis of the masjid, bless them all and their families, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our trustees and directors of the various radio stations, our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal of Radio Sirius FM, in Springs, and directors of Ansar, and our directors of Markaz Sahaba, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, our Haji Ahmed, Haji Muhammad Hussein, all of these, their parents, their children, grandchildren. Accept them for your deen and reward them, ya Allah, ya Allah. Give victory to our brothers and sisters in Gaza al-Mubarakah, ya Rabb al-Alameen. They are making the greatest qurbani in the world today. The world is amazed at this resilience, that this hardly any food, but yet the jihad carries on. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtalin ya rabbal alameen. Qala Allah ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help the Muslims there in Sudan and Syria. Help them there in Kashmir and in Burma. Help them in the Palestine, in Gaza and the West Bank, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us wherever we are. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina, fallahu khairun hafidhu wa arhamur rahimin. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Wa arina manasikana wa tubalina, innaka anta tawabur rahim. MashaAllah, our team, Dawood Monli, our brother Zamir, our Hafiz Muhammad Basa, brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, our Hafiz Wadi, the coordinator. So may Almighty Allah reward all of you and all the entire team. Barakallahu feek, taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifoon. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen, ameen. When you make your own dua also, say ameen, ameen. It means, ya Allah, accept our dua. Allah give tawfiq.